Researchers at Temple University have been awarded an NCAA grant to develop an AI-powered app to support and mentor student-athletes. WHYY's Nick Kariuki has a closer look.
The virtual mentor, named Sam, is meant to be an unbiased, empathetic friend that can chat with college athletes about career planning, mental health support, and other off-the-field concerns. Elizabeth Taylor, who developed the app with others in Temple's School of Sport, Tourism, and Hospitality Management, says Sam isn't meant to replace the resources already available on campus. Instead, it's a bridge to them.
Sam isn't meant to replace any of those humans. The conversations are just meant to help folks understand what their passions are, where they're at with some of their personal questions.
Athletic departments have to allocate funds to coaching, equipment and travel, scholarships and recruiting, and fairly recently, direct compensation to student athletes. Taylor worries that resources for support and care could be left short.
My fear is that athletic departments will start to cut back on the athlete-specific services in hopes that athletes are getting that support elsewhere.
The app's researchers will spend the next 2 years developing and testing SAM. Their eventual hope is to offer it to every athletic program in the NCAA. For Billy Penn, I'm Nick Kariuki, WHYY News.
In the aftermath of the recent nor'easter that battered the South Jersey and Delaware coasts, officials in New Jersey and Delaware are reporting serious beach erosion and dune damage. From the climate desk, WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the storm marks just the beginning of this winter's season.
Some of the most severe erosion took place in parts of Atlantic City and Ocean City. In Delaware, Bowers Beach is being repaired after facing erosion and beach elevation loss. That being said, Delaware Shoreline and Waterway Administrator Josh Lippert says the dunes absorbed the brunt of the wave energy.
While many dunes and beaches currently appear damaged, this is a normal and expected result of an early season nor'easter activity. Over the coming days, weeks, and months, natural tidal and wave cycles will begin to redistribute sand and gradually reestablish more stable beach profiles in most locations.
The conditions come as Congress cut funding to beach nourishment programs in the region for the first time in decades. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Cheltenham High in Montgomery County ended its football season early amid allegations of hazing within the program. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports.
Cheltenham Superintendent Brian Scriven wrote a letter to Family Sunday announcing the decision. Scriven said the district received an allegation weeks ago that a student was assaulted in the football locker room. On Friday, the district received reports, quote, indicating multiple team members engaged in hazing through physical contact. This prompted officials to end the season early, just hours before the senior night game. The district has alerted Cheltenham Police and the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office. An investigation is now ongoing.